And when we want to find, well, something about something iconic, we turn to our man, Colin Bissett, because he knows that stuff. They're all collected on the Blueprint website. Check them out. Today, Colin, well, he's giving us a little look into the extraordinary world of Philippe Starck.
What can you make of a designer who says that everything he's designed is absolutely unnecessary? Philippe Starck is the opposite of the archetypal designer, quietly striving to create the purest kind of object. Purity isn't Starck's thing. His intention is to design objects that spark a response, evoking a feeling or a memory. It's called emotional design, and Starck is its master, making us love or hate his designs rather than treating them with indifference. His background gives a clue to his blend of the practical with the magical. His father worked in the rational world of aeronautics, while his mother was an artist. Like most budding designers, he spent his childhood pulling things apart and seemed destined for a career in interior design. He dropped out of design school, however, to set up a company in 1969 that sold inflatable objects, including a complete inflatable house. It was his homage to Vietnamese designer Quasar Khan, whose inflatable armchairs were the hit of the pop art scene. In the 1970s, he converted an old bathhouse in central Paris into the ultra-hip nightclub, Les Bains Douches, which had a swimming pool next to the dance floor, which was the place to be seen. He then revamped the presidential apartment in the Élysée Palace, thanks to an inspirational government initiative to support up-and-coming designers. And then he reinvented the Paris Café with the Café Coste, creating a place filled with quirky details and pastel colour, whose legacy is a three-legged chair that allowed more floor space for passing waiters. The three projects put Starck firmly on the design map, and he became an unstoppable force. As he said, "I have a mental sickness called creativity." In New York, he created the world's first boutique hotel, the Royalton, filled in the frolicsome style that was the antithesis of generic hotel interior design. There was nothing he would not put his stamp on. Chairs moulded out of polycarbonate, stools like garden gnomes, lamps with machine gun bases. And yet Starck is not all about simple decoration. In 1990, he designed a metal juicer called the Juicy Salif. Standing on thin legs like an alien three-legged spider, it was a sales success, displayed as a sign of the owner's design appreciation. And yet Starck intended it as a kind of joke, to open a door into people's brains, he said. It's this that underscores much of what he does, whether it's a toothbrush that looks like a statue or a luxury motor yacht that looks like a maritime stealth bomber. His recent design for a prefabricated house is intended to produce 50% more energy than it consumes. Nothing silly about that. And that's the clue to all his work, that while it may make you smile, there's a smartness right at its core.
Philippe Starck, according to Colin Bissett, and yes, he said frolicsome.